From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with a wrestling match over message heading into the fall's midterm elections. In the last 3 days, President Obama has visited 5 states, raised millions of dollars for Democrats, and begun honing his 2010 stump speech. As NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports, the president is trying to convince skeptical voters that his time in office has been good for them.
Democrats have controlled Washington for a year and a half now. During that time, Congress passed what President Obama has described as the most progressive legislative agenda in generations. He used that phrase in Hollywood Monday night at a private fundraiser where some donors paid more than $30,000. There was no footage of the event. But when the cameras are rolling and he's speaking in a swing state, President Obama's language is different. In Ohio today, he focused as much on Republican obstruction as on Democratic accomplishments.
When you want your car to go forward, what do you do? You put it into D. When you want it going backwards, what do? You put it into R. We don't want to go into reverse. We don't want to go back into the ditch. That's not a coincidence.
And in Milwaukee on Monday, Mr. Obama called out one Republican specifically.
Just this weekend, the Republican leader in the Senate said, this is a quote from the Republican leader in the Senate, I wish we had been able to obstruct more. Is that even possible?
That Republican leader was Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who recently spoke with reporters at NPR. He said Republicans agree that the Democratic Congress has done a lot. The problem, he says, is that Americans aren't happy with health care, the stimulus package, or financial regulation.
Everybody knows the Democrats have the White House, the House, and the Senate, the latter two by large margins. And I understand the frustration the American people have with the record of the last year and a half.
The issue that's most important to Americans is the economy, and unemployment remains stuck near 10%. So Republicans have decided to make this election a referendum on what Democrats have accomplished, and Democrats frame the election as a choice between action and inaction. White House Deputy Communications Director Jen Psaki argues that her party will ultimately benefit from Republicans' decision not to offer alternative solutions.
When people go to the polls in November, they have a choice between working with the Democrats, voting for the Democrats who want to move the agenda forward, keep the economy moving towards recovery, or the Republicans who want to sit on the sidelines and vote for failure, root for failure, really.
There are people in the Democratic Party who think emphasizing Republican obstruction is the wrong approach. Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut recently told The Washington Post that his Democratic colleagues are giving the minority credit they don't deserve. He said, quote, "We're arguing against ourselves when we say we can't get anything done." But Dodd is not running for re-election. In fact, he's retiring. Dr. Kelly McDonald believes accomplishments such as health care and financial regulation are almost beside the point. He teaches political communication at Arizona State, and he says the point is jobs.
I teach at a university. We have a lot of students that we graduated in May, and we'll be graduating a bunch more in December, who are preparing to enter a job market that isn't creating jobs at a rate that will support them. So I think for most people, the job administration should be to focus on jobs.
Neither party can tell Americans what they want to hear, which is, you're hired. President Obama acknowledged that yesterday at a fundraiser in Seattle.
The truth is, it's going to take a few years to fully dig ourselves out of this recession. It's going to take time to bring back 8 million jobs. Anybody who tells you otherwise is just looking for your vote.
And in this way, members of Congress on the campaign trail have something in common with millions of out-of-work Americans. All of them are just trying to get a job. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.